Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good Monday morning, August 25th. Welcome back from the weekend. A chance of showers, a bit windy, and a cooler high of 18 this afternoon. The dollar trading 72.31 cents U.S. I'm Stacy Englehart. A collision in Hepworth over the weekend had closed a portion of Highway 6. According to reports, a transport truck hit a hydro pole. Both directions were closed between Spring Creek and Shepherd Lake, but the road has since reopened. Police say nobody was seriously injured. OPP investigating a suspicious death at Earl Row Provincial Park near Barrie. According to police, they were called Friday before midnight. Police believe this is an isolated incident and say there is no threat to public safety. The family of an Ontario father killed earlier this month by an alleged dangerous driver is trying to channel their grief into pushing for stronger driving laws. Andrew Cristillo was killed August 3rd in a head-on crash in York Region that also left his wife and three children injured. Police say the 18-year-old involved is the same person charged with hitting an OPP vehicle the premier was traveling in on the 401 in January. The family has launched a petition calling for laws to strengthen driving penalties. Prime Minister Mark Carney made a surprise stop in Kyiv yesterday to participate in Ukraine's Independence Day. During a joint news conference with Ukrainian president, he said Canada could deploy military troops as part of an eventual security guarantee against Russia. And a new cultural symposium will be held in Bruce County this fall to help expand the cultural landscape. The Common Ground Connecting Through Culture in Bruce County event is being held October 8th at the Chesley Community Center. Artists, cultural organizations, and community members are invited to share their ideas and find ways to expand local culture. Light 99.3 Sports. Baseball yesterday, the Jays lost to Miami 4-3, winning 2 out of 3 in that series. They host the Twins tonight at 7. Major League Soccer, Toronto FC and Atlanta tied at 0. Tommy Fleetwood of England ended the summer with the richest prize on the PGA Tour. He won the Tour Championship yesterday for his first tour title and captured the FedEx Cup and its $10 million prize. Corey Connors of Listowel tied for fourth, four shots back of the winner. Canada's Brooke Henderson is a two-time CPKC Women's Open champ for her 14th LPGA Tour title. And at the U.S. Open yesterday, Layla Fernandez of Laval beat Rebecca Marino of Vancouver in the first round of women's singles action. JD will keep you posted on the forecast throughout the morning. From the Light 99.3 News Center, I'm Stacy Englehart.